Okay, you know, when we do speed jokes, we normally say thank you to this person and thank you to that person. In lieu of reading a bunch of them, I just wanted to read a short paragraph from one of our listeners. It says, John Williams, due to the pandemic, my work duties were changed. And for the past 6 months, I have been a screener for people entering the PE building at the college where I work. After this week, we will no longer be screening. As you can imagine, seeing the same people every day, asking them the same questions becomes predictable. So after a few weeks as a screener, I decided to start throwing in speed jokes randomly into the questions I asked. For instance, have you had a cough or difficulty breathing? Have you had a fever in the past 72 hours? How many flies does it take to screw in a light bulb? So, I wanted to thank all of you because you've kept our spirits up in these difficult times. And finally, if Vicky Kukuzian is listening, there's a comma after the word screw in the above joke. I hope that helps her figure it out. How many flies does it take to screw in a light bulb? Speed jokes are sponsored by Team Hochberg. Here we go. What did the cops say when they busted in the door of an illegal cow party? They said, police, nobody move.
In the following scene, Andy Mazur will portray a therapist. Producer Elif will make her debut as the role of wife, and John Williams will star as husband.
So what brings you in here today?
It's impossible to live with him. He's too literal.
My truck. What do you call it after a priest blesses an avocado? That's holy guacamole. What do you call an Irishman wearing a bulletproof vest? That's ricochet.
John, it looks like you put on a little weight.
I'm not fatter, Andy. I would prefer you to think of me as easier to see. Hey, what's the most terrifying word in nuclear physics? Oops. What do you call it when a bullfrog goes ribbit, ribbit, ribbit really fast? Speed croaks! Andy, at least twice a week, someone will confuse me with Stephen King's son, Joe.
Really?
Really. I'm not joking. Guy goes to a confessional and says, forgive me, Father, for I have signed. The priest says it's pronounced sin, but that's unimportant. What have you done? Guy says, well, I divided the opposite side by the hypotenuse of a right triangle. I believe that's a trigonometry joke.